I was reading the Bible the other day and came across something that really captured my imagination. And then I heard a little bit in a sermon that I was listening to that really brought it home. So I'm going to share it here. I'm going to read what I wrote and make some comments. So a top 10 moment in human history was when the temple in Israel was built. The reason it was a top 10 moment, maybe a top 3 moment, was because God, Yahweh God of the Bible, came and lived inside of it among his people. And that only ever happened 2 other times. Here's what Solomon, he was the king that built the temple at the time, said when he dedicated it. This is from 1 Kings 8. Praise be Yahweh, the God of Israel, who with his own hand has fulfilled what he promised with his own mouth to my father David. For he said, since the day I brought my people Israel out of Egypt, I have not chosen a city in any tribe to have a temple built so that my name might be there, but I have chosen David to rule my people Israel. My father David had it in his heart to build a temple for the name of Yahweh, the God of Israel. But the Lord, Yahweh, said to my father David, you did well to have it in your heart to build a temple for my name. Okay, so there's a lot going on there, but here's a observation. God didn't choose Jerusalem. That's what Solomon says. God didn't choose to have a temple built for himself. What Solomon said was God chose a person. He didn't choose a place. He didn't choose a house. He chose David. God had the idea of picking David. David had the idea of building the temple, and God got on board with it. Like, how cool is that? I think about, probably the primary way I think about God is like, hey, just tell me what you want to do. I'll go do that. Your will be done. Which, yes, for sure, Jesus prayed those words. But here's a case, a very fascinating case of God chose a person. And scripture says that God told through the prophet Nathan, whatever you put your hand to, I'll bless it. He chose David. David had the idea of a temple. David had the idea of locating the hot spot to Jerusalem. So the reason Jerusalem is what it is, even today, is because it was David's idea and God blessed it. How wild is that? It reminds me of a passage in John 15, I think it is. John 15. If you remain in me, and this is Jesus talking, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. If you abide in me, is the actual word there, and my spoken words remain in you. So if you're with me and you're listening to me and they're baking you and forming you and changing how you think, ask whatever you want. It'll be done for you. The full fruit of that idea of David was once the temple was complete, it was a multi-billion dollar complex that leaders from all around the world came to see. God wants hearts. He wants relationships, then to inspire and bless your heart's desire. So you're fruitful, prosperous in all domains. So people ask, what's your secret? And you respond, bro, Jesus. In the words of Jesus, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Solomon was light. The temple was light. It was so preposterously, wildly cool that others quite literally came from all around the world to see it. In 1 Kings 10, there's a story of just that. This is what it says. When the queen of Sheba heard about the famous Solomon and his relationship to Yahweh, she came to test Solomon with hard questions. A wild story. Arriving at Jerusalem with a very great caravan, with camels carrying spices, large quantities of gold and precious stones, she came to Solomon and talked with him about all that she had on her mind. Solomon answered all her questions. Nothing was too hard for the king to explain to her. Then the queen of Sheba saw all the wisdom of Solomon in the palace he had built, the food on his table, the seating of his officials, the attending servants in their robes, his cupbearers, the burnt offerings he made at the temple of Yahweh, and she was overwhelmed. She said to the king, the report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true, but I did not believe these things until I came and saw with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half was told to me. In wisdom and wealth, you have far exceeded the report I heard. How happy your people must be. How happy your officials who continually stand before you and hear your wisdom. Praise be Yahweh your God, who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he has made you king to maintain justice and righteousness. Here's kind of the punchline for me. He chose a person. He chose David. He chose Solomon. He chose you. Am I abiding with him, hanging out with him? Are his words living in us? Are we talking to him? Is he living in us? Are we living with him? Are we listening to him? If so, that's a big deal. John 5 says, or 15, actually, don't know what it was. John 5 or 15, 7 to 8. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done, so that you show yourselves to be my people. Solomon showed himself to be God's person. And God blessed him in really cool ways. He had the fullness of the life that God had designed for him until he kind of fell off the reservation later in life. That's another podcast episode. All right, that's the thought today.
Most coaches and consultants who have a resource that they give away online aren't leveraging their thank you page, also referred to as a confirmation page, the way they should. Your thank you page is actually an opportunity to generate additional traffic to your website if you do the right things to make it go viral. This month only, I'm giving away my viral thank you page playbook, which includes everything you need to make your thank you page become a viral traffic source to your website, resulting in a lot more leads for you. You can grab it for free this month only at growthtools.com/free. Again, that's growthtools.com/free.